picture there, but your finger was not poised. Good morning, rise and motherfucking grind. It's time again for Wake and Bake with the Groskies. I'm Skillbo. You're here. We're here. We're all here together. So let's get high and have a good time.
Good morning.
It's back. Astro is back. Returning special guest, panelist, Kara. Good
morning, everybody.
Farmer, painted ladies getting around. We woke up. Special guest, buddy. Everyone's special.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday special.
Well, he's not technically a guest because he's a show panelist, but this is the special show that Charlie's on. So he's a special panelist for the
Special contributor to Wake and Bake with the Groskies.
Everyone knows how special.
Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hang out with Astro Charlie and all the gangs.
Prep. Pre-game.
Pre-game. He's busy pre-gaming because he can't clap back and talking shit about him being special.
For sure, man. For sure.
All you'll hear is
good morning. While we're in the intro, check out our sponsor, Detroit Dick's Medibles. Good morning. Make sure you like the show. Pop into live chat. Join us. We'll chat with you for about an hour, and then we'll get out of here. I'm sure you guys have fun stuff to do while we have good weather here in Michigan, but we enjoy the Wake and Bake.
This is my fun stuff to do, bro. All the rest of it's just work.
Well, yeah, but yard work in the summer is pretty fun.
Yeah, just being outside
is great. Yeah. Absolutely.
Dan, you get the live look in there. I was saying before we started here, it is raining on the shores of Lake Huron, and then I look up there at Dan, and it's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, we're supposed to have a nice 91-degree day today, so.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Hot and humid, and I'll be outside working my ass off.
That's a pretty nice pergola you got there. Good morning, Painted Lady.
Doing the job.
Doing the job.
Welcome back, Painted Lady.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Noob, I already see you in chat. You are the best. Thank you so much for all those seeds. And your state is so beautiful. I didn't get to see all of it, but I'm not sure. I know you're in Northern California, but that Monterey, Carmel area, Big Sur area is fucking gorgeous. And like Sequence kept saying, he couldn't believe how less populated it is than most of the beaches that we usually see, you know, like when we think of like 10,000 people on it. There was nobody there. I mean, it was cold. You guys, I went to California and wore two sweatshirts all day. It was fucking cold, man. It was the 50s and like 60 degrees was the high.
That's what my daughter told me. She said it's chilly up there.
It's cold. But I mean, it was gorgeous. It was so beautiful and just, you know, untouched land. It seemed like it just, no trash. There weren't cigarette butts everywhere. Yeah, no offense, Gilbo.
She also mentioned there weren't any shitty cars around. So there were like no Fords or anything driving around.
Picking up my car again. Damn, I'm getting double dipped now. Just
slapping him up. Just instantly categorizing him. Because he smokes.
He's trying to come in here breezing with. Yeah,
there was just cigarette butts everywhere.
I try to come like good Ferraris
and Teslas all over. And
shit. Oh, it was Tesla country. It was crazy. But that's awesome. I mean, the money there, like the average price for a fucking sandwich was like $20 to $30. So it was, you know, it's a different world than I'm used to, but it was gorgeous. And aside from the hiccup on the way home with fucking United Airlines, never fly United. It's my PSA for the morning. Always fly Delta. I got home at like 4 o'clock in the morning when I was supposed to get home at 10 p.m.
So of course, Sequence was there to pick you up and, you know, had everything ready, right?
Something like that.
Sure, that's how we're going to tell the story. You know what's funny, Sequence?
She didn't want a bit picked up and dropped off, so we didn't do that.
I didn't want to do that to him. I was leaving at like 5 a.m. on the Saturday before, and I was getting in late. I knew he had to work in the morning, so that was fine. Other than that, it was fantastic. So I don't want to take up all the time, but it was beautiful. And if you get a chance to go to Monterey and Carmel area, fucking do it, you guys, because it was incredible. I feel so privileged to have been able to see that part of the country because I didn't think I was really going to ever go there. I don't know. You know, time flies and life's short. And, you know, sometimes you're like, yeah, I'll get out there someday. And I saw Big Little Lies. And I don't know how many of you guys saw Big Little Lies, but I was always like, God, what a beautiful area. that they live in. And I got to see it. It was fucking amazing. So, yeah, if you get a chance to get out there, do it, because it's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Saturday.
I couldn't believe the first thing she did when she got to California was bought a sweatshirt. And then she showed me the weather, and it was just cold.
I was like, oh, okay.
I was like, huh, that's interesting.
I bought 3 sweatshirts.
I warned my daughter before they left that they needed to pack warm clothes, that you were cold. So
I did not pack in. I brought dresses and shorts.
Oh, you didn't need to wear any of those at all.
Any of them. Oh, so. Cheers. Cheers, Rasta Bob. I see you in chat. I haven't seen you in a minute. So cheers, Rasta Bob.
I know. I haven't either. Cheers. Well, nice. I'm in Iowa, and I am grandparent sitting, grandson sitting for my daughter while she's out in California with her girlfriend. And it's hot as fuck here. It's going to be 101 today. Yesterday was 98 here. And we literally stayed in water all day long. If we weren't in the water, we were in air conditioning. It's really, really bad.
Are you turning it into a pickle?
Pickle turps.
I'm working on my tan. That's what I'm working on. I'm coming back to Michigan. I'm gonna be dark.
Nice.
I spent a week in Oklahoma once, and it was like 100 the whole time. 100, 105. It's like, this is just miserable.
Good time.
And it's humid too, so it's, you're not even like getting maybe even just the heat part of it. I could deal with that, but the humidity is really what gets you too.
The thunder just rolls.
So if you're out there, be careful. Hydrate.
Yep.
Porch, when you say thunder rolls, I thought for sure you were going to break into some Garth Brooks for me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, man.
Can you hear it?
For sure, man. I can definitely hear that.
Yeah, I can hear it. I thought that was your heartbeat.
No, that's the thunder. It's
all a flutter for you in sequence.
Usually when we talk, it's just me and him, and he's got like ASMR sounds. So he's like, guess this noise.
ASMR. That's my stomach growling.
No, that's my nuts.
Dragging.
Speaking of nuts and sequence, I was on another show, and of course the chat was talking about the great chipmunk caper that happened that painted like I'm just gonna put it in chat. I'm gonna put down what I did as far as this. Let's see. Then we have this.
Hold on,
emoji,
and then we have
this one right here. So that is what I put in the chat in the other show for you, buddy, because you made it to fame with that one.
I did make it to fame, dude. And then I shared the video of the squirrel running up the guy's leg. That's what was going to happen to me.
That's worst case scenario right there.
I saw it coming, dude. The thing was running and jumping.
It was coming right for me.
I didn't even have a picture frame to shield myself.
This portion of the program is brought to you by Depends. Sold at your local grocer.
I need like what's that stuff that makes you manly, that all the
testosterone
Death Wish coffee and winter green
Death Wish coffee
like 6 or 7 rifles, and then I'll be manly.
6 or 7 rifles. Yeah, you gotta mount 3 of those in the back window so everybody knows.
Get my man card back. Yep. I'm a chipmunk.
They pulled your card.
I can vouch he does own a truck.
For now.
Right?
Gas prices are going back down. It's kind of nice.
Are you trading it in for a Kia or a Volt or something like that?
I want to get a Toyota RAV4 hybrid.
RAV4, okay.
Mm-hmm. I actually saw gas out here for $3.31 at one place.
You got a fucking time machine you drove through?
I thought it was closed too. I even turned to look around to make sure that it was open.
It's a closed gas station from
19. No, it was open.
It was open. Get the memo.
It was
probably a lot of ethanol.
Okay, and then the other place that offered cheap gas was that Iowa 80, the world's largest truck stop. They had the cheapest gas also at $4.01.
Wait a minute, Painted Lady, how much did you say it was in California?
In certain parts, it was $6.50. We got it for our rental car. We got it for $5.99, and we were excited.
I paid like $5.54 right before I got to Chicago. It was like $5.34, and I even thought I was stopping sooner, soon in enough time that I wouldn't be affected by those prices.
Yeah. See, well, it was like $8 a gallon, so it's a little bit better now that it's starting
to get out. It is a little better.
My truck broke at perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have not touched it since.
You have no excuse to.
That was crazy.
I don't have to fix it.
I can't believe you are in one piece after seeing what that truck did when it landed in that lot.
Oh, it was right. Just sitting there when it happened.
You want to fill in the blanks here for people?
Yeah, so I had to see my lower ball joint let go on my truck. It's a Silverado. And but luckily, I just got into the parking lot where Sequence used to work. I went to back into a space, and the ball joint snapped right there.
He went to back in, so our trucks would be sitting next to each other, and his ball joint broke.
Oh, trying to be cool and shit. And
but at least it didn't break driving down the road.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, I checked the ball joints and everything.
At least it broke when Sequence was there. Well, he's not going to give you a ride anyway, apparently, according to Painted Lady's story. So never mind. Carry on.
I was going to try.
If you wouldn't have backed in and pulled in forward and then backed out, he'd already been gone and you'd have been fucked.
We just had the same thing kind of happen. We did a week in Highland County, Virginia. It was about 10 hours away. And we drove Natalie's car down, which gets like great fuel. As soon as we got back yesterday, there was no air pressure in the tire. Like, it just went all the way down. So we maximized the entire trip on the tires. Luckily, it didn't happen on the highway or
right.
Like you guys got lucky.
Yeah, no, it was like ideal, perfect. It was not an we noticed it on the way to the mechanic. The tire gauge came in. I was like, look out the window. And it was like flat. I was like, what?
Lucky.
I bought aftermarket wheels and tires for my truck, so I don't have tire sensors anymore. Because I decided not to spend whatever amount of money, $150 bucks or whatever.
Yeah, it's like $200. I just
$60 a wheel.
So now I have a little tire light all the time.
I drove that for 2 years in my truck, and then when I got tires like a month ago, it ended up being like $1,000 by the time you change out all those sensors and shit, and didn't get the new tires. So
yeah,
we do have a question in chat for Painted Lady. And it was a question about what the afterglow is about. Shout out to Oddly Oddish. As Painted Lady, can you talk a little bit about the afterglow?
Oh, yeah. Roster. It's great. I actually have one outdoor. Or no. Do I have it outdoors? Yeah, I have outdoors. Yeah. It is fantastic. It's I really like the high. It's kind of a cross. I mean, it's a hybrid. Everything is. But it doesn't make me sleepy, and it doesn't make me really crazy, you know, sativa feeling. So it's a beautiful, it's about a medium sized plant. You can keep it a little stunty if you do some training on it. It's got a pretty round structure. It's kind of branchy and it's kind of leafy. But it's worth it in the end if you work with it and just kind of, you know, hang out with those branches and just let them do their thing. And it's really delicious. Obviously it's crossed with clementine. So you've got those orange terps kind of with the lemon terps and the citrusy flavors, and it's potent. It's one of my favorites cause it's fucking potent, and it got Sequence and Spartans. Holy crap. I got high off that approval. So anything, I wouldn't say it's like a stunner as far as frost goes, but it's just a really nice plant. It's beautiful. It smells great. And, it's somewhat powdery mildew resistant. I fell indoors cause I had some powdery mildew once, in down there and next to a plant that had it and it didn't get it. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see. But see what it does outdoors for the rest of this time, because I've never run it outdoors. So I'm excited to see what happens. But yeah, check it out if you get a chance. I love it.
I just wanted to agree that it does get me really high. And yeah, the frosty look is really only good for Instagram. That's not what does it for you when you smoke. It's
absolutely.
And
I know I was looking to see. I thought I still had some. I really enjoy it too.
Good. I like that. Like it. Like here
at yeah, Dan, what have you been working with lately?
Where? At home? Oh my gosh. We got a lot.
Definitely yours.
Let's see, in the cloner, we got some Motor Breath 15 going in the cloner. I got one called Bubblegum Haze. We got Strawberry Guava. We've got Trench Buddy. We've got Deluxe Sugar Cane. This is a different pheno from the one I ran about a year and a half ago. What else do we got? That's all the new stuff in clones. Also, we're doing some testing for MG1 Seed Co.
Shout out to Medgar.
Yep, we're doing his Smash Cake Pure Michigan cross. So we got quite a few of those. They were 100% germ on those. So we're pretty excited about those beans.
Nice.
Let's see. Yeah, things are going good, man. Just trying to grow as much as we can and freeze as much as we can for this event coming up.
This is the Midnight Frost here. It's so great.
Oh, glad you enjoy that, Tara.
Oh, my God, I love it. You know me. I love garlic.
It's decent.
It's more than decent. Hold on. I got one more, too.
It's really dense.
Dan gifted me with the top cola of a...
Oh, you need a front light.
You need a front light. Ooh, that's nice, though.
Letting this cure it.
Dan, I have a question for you. You said that you are doing a deluxe sugarcane. You know, try to wash that, and how's it looking?
You know, I'm not sure. It's there. I have two phenos going right now. They're both femmes. They're like day 20 of flower right now. You know, so it's really setting on bud sites right now. Haven't really got no terps on them yet, but you know, hey, they end up being a good grower, you know, and can fit into the flower room permanently, then we'll think about hash with it, you know. I grow for flavors, and if the terps and aromas excite me, then we'll carry them on to the hash. So the first round, when I grow a plant out, I let all my friends consume it and smoke it as flower and get their opinions that way, and then base it from there. Kind of like I did the Banana Daddy. We grew the Banana Daddy out a couple times. Really liked the structure. It fit well in our grow room for our feed style and our perpetual grow. So we turned that into a potential hash run. So that's in the freezer waiting to go. Yeah, you know, we got a lot of flavors going down. So it's going to be awesome.
Well, I think about it in terms of... you did mention that you're all about flavors, and I think everyone on the panel would agree. It gets really tough to bring new genetics in to find something that's going to bump off something that you're already holding on to.
Well, yeah, you know, the Primal Punch has been sticking around for a long time, but we're pushing her to the backside. You know, I can't keep a mom alive of her, obviously, but you know, we got a lot of new stuff we need to pop. We got a lot of beans we got to get worked on, or they're just going to sit there and, you know, just degrade over time. But we're working, man. We got a lot of new stuff. We have Midnight Frost, the Banana Daddy, Blue Moon Rocks, GG4. We're running the autos for auto flowers. We have the Whiskey Zulu. The Durban Sunset and the Muchacha. And all those will be available in rosin form.
I love that name, Muchacha.
Yeah, me too. And those are the best looking ones, in my opinion, out of all three auto flowers.
No, it's a good looking plant.
Yeah, she's very nice. And yeah. But the terps, I'd say the terps go to the Durban Sunset for sure. If you're looking for a quick Durban terpene flavor profile, hit up the 2020 Mendocino Sunset Durban. Durban Sunset, auto flowers. Great, great little flower.
Yeah, I got that Nose Candy Auto from them and the Whiskey Zulu outside. And the Whiskey Zulu is a leafy little motherfucker, though, man.
Oh, yeah. Kinda
like, I can see how that's going to be for buds, man. Yeah, it's not very tall, but it's going to throw a major spear.
Yeah, I got two Nose Candy finishing up.
I'm sorry?
I got two Nose Candies finishing up right now.
Nice.
They're fat fucking buds on them.
Yeah,
they're only about 2.5-3 feet tall, but yeah, they throw down.
That's good for stealth, though.
A couple of just like central colas, you know, the real chandelier looking.
Yeah,
chandelier.
Yeah, that's a great description.
Structure to them, but pretty excited. I have one photo period outside this year. We have too much going on to maintain plants outside, so. That's that Blue Moon Rocks, and it's doing pretty good.
Who's the breeder on that?
Bog Seat Co.
Bogs. Yeah.
Yeah, they're old. We ran it indoors. It was just too much for indoors. It vegged way too long. Real sativa-esque leafy bud structure, let's say. I know it's going to be more leafy outside, but that's all right. We're going to wash it. So for the terps, we put it outside.
Yeah, it's leafy inside.
Yeah, that's all right. It smells so good, though.
I know, as speaking about outdoor in 2020 Mendocino, the Snow G is fucking beautiful. So beautiful, in fact, that this week I ordered a 48 by 48 by 80 grow tent so that I can set that shit up and get my little oxycloner rocking and rolling and take cuts off of these outside. I'm also, the other one that looks really fucking good is the Girl Crush F2. That is really fucking pretty. And I'm, you know, it's funny because I have them all in 7-gallon pots with all of my soil that I used last year. I basically just added a little bit of shit on top of them and threw some cover crop from Build-A-Soil on it. And these fucking plants are doing great, man. Like, fantastic. Enough so that I'm at the point where I'm like, you know what? I am, after this run here, I'm going to take all the soil out of all these motherfuckers, and I'm going to come up with a more permanent in-ground raised bed style of thing so that I can get larger plants rather than what I'm kind of stuck with the sevens.
Yeah. Solid. That makes sense.
I have an outdoor growing question. So I don't outdoor grow. I never have. And I'm trying to help my mom, who is retired recently. And yes, yeah. Yeah, and she doesn't want to spend any money or deal with any bullshit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So what is, if I'm going to offer her three things that she can do, or like two or one, what would they be? With that in mind.
With that in mind, I would tell her to listen to Grow From Your Heart podcast to start. Just to do a very, very easy toe in the water, understand what this plant really is. You know, as your mom being older, she kind of has to fight against a lot of the propaganda and the programming on how awful this plant is and shit. And it's intimidating. And, you know, sometimes starting off with something really, really simple like that, and maybe even some autoflowers or something where it's like, you don't have to really do anything. Just make sure that you're giving them enough of the water that they need and the light, and the plants will figure the rest of it out for you. But just make sure that you also volunteer to go over and help mom trim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I went over and saw it. Like, you were talking about the generations. It's recently legal in Virginia. And so she's growing four plants. I helped her identify a male, which was great. Nice. Yep. So she's learning. And I did smoke her first crop from last year, the first year it went legal, which I was very surprised. Very terpy. Not trimmed great, but terpy and fresh for, like, last year's harvest. I was, like, very clean. I'm very, very impressed. But I also, my grandmother was there, who is like a whole nother generation, you know. And
she giving you the stink eye?
No,
yeah, generations work, Charlie.
Yeah, no, I think everyone called me like, you know, the weed nerd or whatever, right? So he's like, ask him a question. That happened a couple of times, but it was very cool to see openly everyone who used to have the stigma or grew up around it.
Yeah.
Excited about it.
Mm-hmm. There were some, you know, rebels of that era too, right? That even though it was totally against the law and taboo and this and that and stuff, they might not have been able to grow, but they probably wanted to for a long time. Or just like they wanted to listen to like rock and roll, but their wife liked country music or whatever.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Now they're like, hell yeah, I can do the thing I wanted to do. Or
always enjoy the drive to work, right?
One of the gentlemen, her neighbors has glaucoma recently and has been dealing with that. So she gave him a plant and they were very receptive and excited about that. So I hope it kind of spreads a little growing wildfire around the county, you know. That's what I really hope.
Well, you mentioned glaucoma and people coming to cannabis for that. as someone who has glaucoma and extreme high pressure in my eyes all the time, I found that, you know, as a poor broke ass motherfucker that doesn't really, you know, vend anything, I don't have a lot of extra cash, but I have enough to grow my plants. Some of the things that I've grown for myself have really, really helped me for ocular pressure. And then there's other things that have absolutely zero effect on your ocular pressure. So as someone that's coming into cannabis, you have to try to really help them either, you know, look on sites or to Google things, you know, cannabis and ocular pressure, cannabis and glaucoma strains, whatever you want to do. But if you can find the right one, it can make a humongous difference for you. And like at the same time, people, if you find the rule, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I like to teach people how to look for that stuff. So like ocular pressure is one for you. So I would tell a new smoker or new user, like when you smoke that one that works for you, because you'll find it, you'll be like, oh, mm-hmm. that one's really good. I said, then look that one up. Look up everything about it and figure out why it worked for you. Figure out what terpenes are in there. Try other strains that have those terpenes and cannabinoids. Maybe it's THCV that helps with your particular issue and you figure out that that's what's in the strain, or it's, you know, limonene or whatever. And then you can find a whole world of other strains that will also work for your condition.
Speaking on
how to do the research.
Speaking on THCV. This is another one that, as a veteran with PTSD, I was told about very early on, and it was exciting because Subcool was the first person I ever really heard talk about it. Not that he was the first person to talk about it, he was the first person that I heard talk about it. And he had, I think it was Mickey Kush was what I had from him that was supposed to be high in THCV, which is great, but at the same time, it's just like buying any pack of beans, hoping for any kind of expression of those genetics.
Mm-hmm.
It may not, in fact, be high in THCV. And then you would say, well, this thing sucks. It didn't do anything. And it's like, no, that's not true. Be careful putting that information out, too, because you can really discourage somebody or set their treatment back. You may have to pop more beans. And, you know, it's been found in this before. Let's keep fucking looking for it.
Try your other pheno.
Yeah. And then for something like, if I was really looking for THCV like that, and I really was about it, I would definitely, being in a legal state, I would try to have it be tested so that I could know for myself. And if I was a caregiver, it'd be even better because then I could know for myself and then I could help my patients as well.
That's where we're at right now. It's still very early in Virginia, and it's going to be a couple of years before they finalize everything. But yeah, that's what I've been looking at. It'll be a hop around the state. Like one lab is a couple hours away and maybe one of the only ones there now. And I also, when I went down, I did bring, I think it was like 8 or 9 strains that I've grown. And I always would put a little bit away from mom, you know? So I'm hoping that is a good kind of learning experience for them, right? Well, I don't want to touch that, but this is good. And I hope like they can learn themselves, and I have a lot of those genetics, so.
Yep. It's always nice when you get to share your creations with people that haven't had them before. You're like, I made this, you know, I grew it from a little seed, grew its whole life, dried it, cured it, ground it up for you. Let's try this now and let's see what you think of it. It's a cool thing.
Yeah.
As much as I love this
birdhouse that you made, and you're like, what do you think? And you're like, that sucks. I'm like, okay.
All right, let's go try again.
I love seeing you guys and I love getting together, but I got to be honest with you, being able to smoke your shit is a really big draw to hanging out.
Right. So, especially when we hang out less than we used to. So there's always new stuff in the rotation that we haven't had before.
Exactly.
Well, I hope you all are able to come together. I know Charlie's going to be there. I know Tara's going to be there. I hope the rest of you guys can make it.
I want to try to make it.
Walkerville. Yeah, it'll be great.
Where and what date?
Walkerville.
What?
It's in Walkerville?
Walkerville. I think you said Wolperville. I'm like, where the fuck is that?
August 27th and 28th.
Yep.
So it's by Grand Rapids?
Yeah, south of Grand Rapids, I believe.
north of Grand Rapids. Oh, probably north. Like, I don't know, I want to say an hour. Ooh, north of Grand Rapids.
There's a nice curry place there.
Northwest? Yeah. It should be a nice quiet. It's 120 acres of private land, and you can go camp and explore. And I think they have RVs. I would talk to, you can find information on my Instagram profile. It's like, I just posted up a link for tickets, actually, which has all kinds of stuff.
How much are tickets?
Cheap. I think the most is $30.
I think so.
Yeah. And then there's a t-shirt add-on, which any ticket holder can put, like an addition. And that's a shirt I've designed. I always do artwork for the event, and this is a shirt in the style of Camp Cream. Nice. Yep. Oh, yeah. And so it'll be, I think that's like $25. And then I'll have a limited amount at the event. Maybe a little bit higher, but anyone can add it to your ticket and then just come see me and you'll get your shirt.
And it's really turning out to be a very large event, so be sure to get your tickets before it sells out. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, there will be some tickets at the event door for the first time as well. Oh yeah,
I may be able to make one day.
DP told me that he's going to be vending.
Okay. He is. Shout out to
first thing. The first time. Back, so that's pretty cool.
Very excited. Yeah. Dan's going to be there. Who else? There's a bunch of people who are going to be there. Yeti's
going to be there.
Yeti's will be there.
I mean, there's a whole list of great hashers there.
It's going to be a good one. I'm super, super excited about this one. I mean,
it's a pretty major deal in the hash world, that's for sure.
Gems and Genetics is going on the same weekend. So I know a lot of people are conflicted. Advice is, because that's a Friday-Saturday event and Cream is a Saturday-Sunday event, I think that's how it works out. And they're only 45 minutes away. So I would just say make a long weekend and
gypsy around.
Hit both or something.
The bigger deal to most of our viewers is that the cloud cultivation thing is that weekend.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a great event.
I'm going to go ahead and speak on Red Setter's behalf. I believe he's doing the Gems and Genetics on Friday and Saturday. And then he's going to come set up in my booth on Sunday for the Harim, Camp Harim. So it's going to be fun. I hope all you guys are able to make it.
I'm gonna try to do both. I'm gonna try to. It's gonna be hard, but I'm gonna try to do it.
Yeah.
Clio is just
fun.
A skip
for me. And then we get, the October ones are coming, so that's gonna be even better.
Croptoberfest.
I love having these. I absolutely love these. Are my all time favorite ones. I mean, I know you guys know that I love my freaking hash, but man, it's so fun because everybody is like, not that everybody's not chill at the other things we go to, but it's just kind of an extra. Obviously there's a couple hiccups every now and again, but for the most part, it's so nice and just easy peasy.
I know it can be difficult to meet up with your friends because there's a lot of events and stuff, but it's a good problem when you consider the access to people. You know, people on the east side have events that are close to them. People on the west side have events that are close to them. Occasionally there's events up in the north that are close to the guys up in the north, but not
Finger Lakes Finest is coming down from New York for it.
For her
message the other day. Yeah.
Nice. We haven't seen him in a while.
So all the way from what? He's in Rochester, I think. So
just 2 years ago we weren't able to have events. So
I know.
Right.
Use them while they can, because they'll probably end up going away someday.
Oh, please don't.
Chat, we're talking about Camp Cream event and Gems and Genetics.
Live in the moment.
We had several people in chat asking what events we were talking about. We were talking about Gems and Genetics and Camp Cream.
And Clio.
And the Clio Cup. It's nice that there's something to do for everybody. It looks
wherever
like
you're at
night here, which is good news. It was wet outside this morning.
Everything could use the rain for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a lightning storm last night, but I didn't get any rain from it here in Iowa. Well, we're in Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines.
I hate when it's dry.
I'm two hours from Nebraska. I'm like tempted to go to Nebraska. I don't know why.
For what?
There's actually a really cool aquarium there.
I thought you were going to say some greasy diner or some shit. I want to see greasy diner.
So also here is
a stop by Louis.
County bridges are not far from me. So there, I know Aiden's probably going to roll his eyes, but I'm going to throw in the Nintendo and we're going to go for the bridge tour.
Don't jump off the bridge, Tara.
No,
I'm not. I got too many things to live for. Life is great.
Good. Can't be Nuttree. He's constantly stuck in top chat. I don't know what.
Always.
He didn't even know we were on right now.
He's a Buckeye fan too, though.
I know it.
So there's like a consistency among things, right?
That's one of my favorite memories. Is us hanging out for that Michigan.
That was fun as fuck, man.
He was wearing his jersey. We had friendly banter both ways because I think both teams led in the game. And
he's a good sport.
He was a good sport.
He was.
We weren't like rubbing it in his face or nothing, but it was fun to actually watch the game with a fan of the other team.
I'm pretty sure we did.
I mean, a little.
I think we did.
A little. He gave it back.
Not like it would normally be, you know, if you find a fan on the street or something.
Pull a jersey over their head.
He's a Buckeye fan, but we won't hold it against him.
Often. He's also
awful quiet over there, too. He's like, I like the Buckeyes, too.
No, he wasn't.
He did pretty good in this last race.
Yeah, my mom's a huge Buckeyes fan.
That's too bad.
I don't partake.
No.
Hey, have you had a harvest yet with your blue and yellow bottles?
It's the nose candy that they're about to finish, so they smell really good. And the buds are huge.
What you think?
Yeah, me too.
How many days are those?
I don't know. I don't really count.
Yeah,
just kind of flip them and go.
Yeah, the days doesn't really matter. You just
with auto flowers, they vary so much. I mean, I've had them go into the hundreds. I've had them 70s, 60s, but never usually in the 60s. Usually like 70, 80, day 90.
That sounds
about your plants and watch for the fade, right?
Yeah. Pretty much. Just peek them trichomes.
Yeah, the plant will tell you when it's ready.
Yep.
Like everything else. Just look at the plant.
But yeah, I didn't track how long it's been this time, so.
I stopped doing it after a while. I stopped writing down when I started flower. I used to use it as like kind of a metric for when I would start looking at trichomes, just so I didn't waste time.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, it was kind of like a tool to figure out what my methods are going to be to get through where I'm at. You know, I do the same thing every time I grow. So it's like, okay, now it's just repetition. Mm-hmm. Now I just flip them and watch.
Yeah. See, I keep track of mine, but I'm also perpetual. So I have three sets of plants always rotating. So I have to know what feed to feed each one of them plants. You know, that nectar, you know, I go by weeks. So. It changes, you know, we start low, ramp up, and then ramp it back down. So I'm always keeping track, and then after day 50 I'm just gonna give you just water anyway. So
Yeah, I love autoflowers.
I'm about to harvest on 5 years.
What are you harvesting
for the first time?
I'm
harvesting Machiavelli, which is like my third time growing out. That's Mac 1 and Lava Cake.
That's really good.
And then, and it got like huge this time. Pretty much dominated the tent, which is surprising because of the Citrique. It's the first time I've seen that personally grown. That thing's huge, you know, like water bottle size.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I have some blackened mango. Cross with Assafras by Kazoo Kush.
Shout out
Kazoo.
Assafras.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Kazoo.
Yeah. So that's great terps. Like, I'm excited to try that out for sure.
Awesome. Is it fruity, citrus?
I like terp, bro. It's the mango. Like, the mango's coming out so far with a little bit of that, what I guess, Assafras. I'm not like totally familiar with that scent. So
I don't think any of us are.
it's pretty good though.
Oh. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that nose candy is just super fruity. Almost has like a little bit of a spicy nose on it, but
I was hoping there'd be a little bit of gas in there.
You know,
it could be.
Is this the first time you've grown it?
Yeah. I just popped a couple seeds of it. And
I just wondered if you had grown it so you had a comparison of flavors after you try it with the yellow bottles.
No, but I'm actually, I picked up a bottle of Sea Fuel. I'm going to start running the yellow bottles in my photo tent. So sweet. That I will know for sure because I've ran all these strains for like a year or more. So
what's in that Sea Fuel?
Immediate change. Sea Fuel is the fish hydrolysate.
Okay.
Yep.
The good smelling stuff. You know, when Dan mentioned those fucking nectar bottles, I still remember, you know, callback for a long time ago when he fucking dropped the container and it just fucking splashed everywhere, dude.
Zeus juice is like the worst one for that to happen with.
But it makes the fucking
stain everything,
man.
Yeah, we're still using nectar, man. I run a lot of fucking bottles, man.
I started with nectar, man. It was amazing.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of bottles if you want them.
Well, you don't have to use all those. Yep. I'm just saying it's a lot of work. I can't pre-mix everything. You know, shit, you got to mix every day. That's what I mean. It's a lot of work, but I love it. I ain't going to change.
And once you get down a routine, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
You just going through it. You know, it's the same thing.
Fucking works, man.
Like waking up, brushing your teeth, you know, taking a shower, going to work.
I get a lot of people that reach out and say they, you know, you always are talking about these yellow bottles, but they have so many of them. I can't afford that or whatnot. And you don't have to use all of them.
You
can definitely get away with the A's and B's, you know, and like some calcium and the, you know, the main nutrients, and then go from there. Like Porch said, he's adding like the Sea Fuel product now. And, you know, if you want to add it, you can. And to me, I don't know if you like to cook, but it's kind of the same concept, like a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I don't know, it's kind of fun to develop your own kind of recipe for everything. Once you kind of, you know, nail it down is kind of fun. And the end product is, man, I didn't really notice a difference once I switched.
I like adding a lot of microbials to these so-called organic bottles too, because they really work, you know, on the secondary, the back end, you know, picking up where we left off and, you know, throwing in that Photo Plus or, you know, Mammoth Pea or any one of your, you know, instant teas or, you know, that shit really makes a difference in,
microbes,
you know, whole plant health. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing. And, you know, I'm going to preach for microbes and enzymes.
Fungi. Bacteria.
I mean, they really pick up the plant, you know, and hit where we leave off, for sure.
Yep. That was one of the main reasons I got the Sea Fuel. There's a lot of humix and fulvix in it, too. So.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I really noticed a difference once I started adding the humates and the sea line. I thought it kind of brought out a little bit of spank.
Terrible. Why are the spank?
I said, what were you holding up, Tara?
Oh, my strawberry lemonade Dix.
Ooh, yum.
I love this flavor.
I love Dix in town.
This one and the berry. The lemon berry, they're my favorite.
Yeah,
love them.
Anything with lemon in it.
Best so dicks on the market.
They sure are. I love them. They're getting around too.
Brought some dicks to Iowa. Are getting around, man.
Brought some to Iowa.
Just swinging.
Yep.
You just pumping them dicks.
Yep.
Are those the regular shape? Are they
squares?
They're the square ones. Okay.
Yeah, I usually only get the dicks if I got to ask for them.
You got to ask for the dicks.
Yeah, I got to ask for the dicks. Otherwise, I just get squares.
That makes sense.
That's so, you can take that sentence so many different fucking ways.
I know.
It's so
good. I know. They are so good, though. I love them, though. So I'm excited. I'm excited for them. The CBD is great, too. So that's been a nice additive to the Dick's Medibles.
Gotta love a good dick.
Question for the chat. When you eat your dicks, do you start from the base or from the tip?
Well, it's funny. My brother and my sister-in-law went to Florida for a kid's ball tournament a couple weeks ago. And my brother's like, what the fuck did you give her? He's like, she ate the tip of this dick in the car and got all fucking crazy. And he's like, I don't know. He goes, she like said the road was going like this. And I was like, oh, shit.
That's some placebo.
Dro says balls in.
Balls in. Balls deep.
I'd just be a whore, man. The whole thing just...
The whole thing?
Dick and balls just in.
Eric wants to know how many edibles or what the milligrams would be on that package.
Oh, those are 100.
Okay. And that's how many pieces in there?
Four pieces.
45 milligrams a shot. I think.
Yep. Now, the CBD comes in a pack of 8, and they're 200 milligrams. So you get a little extra with the CBD. I don't find that I need more than just 100 milligrams of 100 milligrams of the THC for myself to do the one-to-one combination that I really, really love now.
So you're getting 200 milligrams, but 100 milligrams is THC and 100 milligrams is CBD.
Yep. I recommend that for everybody to just at least try it once to see if it helps you. It's been amazing for pain for me. It helps me sleep, like really deep sleep.
And so my wife was taking a 10 milligram one-to-one that was like that. She said she liked them way better than just the straight THC.
So. I'm getting way more benefit from doing the CBD with the THC. Well, and I would be more proud to believe that. So, but I really, really am.
Good.
Yeah.
And awesome. All of Spartan's new RSO or FSO, sorry, is with CBD in it also. So that's helping immensely also. Kicking myself in the butt though. I forgot some at home. That's all right. I got plenty. Of other things.
Shout out to Spartan.
Shout out Spartan.
We know you're not empty-handed, Tara.
No, you know I'm not. I got enough to get me by for my week in Des Moines.
It's that silver little case, man.
It holds yeah.
You're in Des Moines?
Yeah, Des Moines.
I brought it.
Tomorrow, chat, I drive to St. Louis. Is there anything fun to do there before the show's over? I'll be in St. Louis.
Lots of for
St. Louis? St. Louis? I haven't been there in fucking 30 years. Like
stupid Cardinals this playing. Month.
I drove through there. The Archers.
They're not. If there's any Groskies in the area, maybe we can meet up and
put out a hootie hoo then, right?
Yeah.
St. Louis, you can get Missouri.
Missouri.
It's the show me state, bro. It's the show me state. I lived in Missouri for a minute.
Dick's out
driving that truck down there.
I don't know yet.
Driving that truck.
I calculated the cost of the car versus the truck, and it's about $300 to drive the truck there and back.
Okay.
About $170 to drive the car there and back.
Yeah, but you like the truck though.
Truck's more comfortable.
Right. You're doing some miles, bro.
Do a car out of seats, man.
You know, here's my PSA. We were talking about gas earlier in the show, and I was trying to explain to my wife. She was like, why don't you go to Sam's Club and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, look, man, I'm going to save at most, 5 cents a gallon? So even if I have a 20-gallon tank, it's only a fucking dollar, bro. Like, I'm not going to go through all this hullabaloo and shit. Yeah. I'm just going to be like, okay, I got to drive what I want to do.
I'm big on that, too. But then you realize gas went down by a dollar a gallon in this last month. And then that's $20 a gas tank.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
You need a Miata.
I do need a Miata.
You can't fall asleep driving that.
It's why? Because it shakes and rattles and rolls.
Oh, God,
like that.
It's a death trap.
I don't think I fit in a Miata very well.
It's like riding a soapbox derby car.
I mean, I need one with a sunroof.
My neck would hurt.
It has no roof, bro.
Yeah, no roof.
My bad.
My drive to Des Moines was a little rough because I had washed pots at work for 10 hours. That day before I had to get on the road. I was like hurting bad. My neck was like, I was like, fuck this shit. I am not doing this shit again. I cussed for a good hour about my damn neck hurting. I was like, let me try to get back to work and cuss out my boss. Not really cuss him out, but I'm a bitch about it. But it needed to get done. We had over 1,000 pots that needed washed, and it was just like ridiculous. So they needed.
What's the method when you wash 1,000 pots?
It's a fucking chore.
It is a chore because you have to get them. I mean, they've got to be really clean. I mean, you can't have crap all up in them. And I'm pretty particular on how shit gets done. So I soak mine in Simple Green for a little bit and give it a little, you know, soak. And then I use like 3 different scrub brushes to try to get all the crap out. And then half the time I'm picky and go back and grab them and rewash them again. But yeah, it's a fucking chore.
Are you guys doing it outside or something? And then just
no, we do it inside. Yeah, we don't take anything outside.
Mm-mm. Mind you, these are 1 gallon pots.
Yes.
Damn, just gonna laugh at her like that.
Thanks, man.
Sorry, I was laughing at the comment. How you, Tara?
Oh, we didn't even see the comment.
People are giving porch farmers shit for talking about the Miata.
Oh,
Miata's always the answer. You can't convince me otherwise.
Sweet.
It is. We're gonna line up.
They need to. That'd be fun.
On a track.
See, autocross. On a race. He's afraid to
autocross.
His Miata's a pussy car.
Oh, it makes like 90 wheel horsepower.
I don't want to risk fucking bumping you and ruining my car.
Oh, what? Ruining your car?
She's saying yours is already
from
ruined,
1990.
Bro.
So that's the cool thing is a classic. Rich Farmer has a 1990 Miata that he bought from an old elderly folk. And it's a beautiful car.
It is.
We're just giving him shit.
It's hard to find cars of that era or any car really.
Of an age.
Well care of.
Yeah.
And it has been. So it's a really nice looking car. He's done a little bit of aftermarket stuff on there. It's got stance style wheels. It's like this when you drive.
You know, it's got no coils in it, so it's just bottomed out suspension.
On everything.
Don't hit bumps.
It's not.
No.
That's why we were riding to the races, man, and it was like, hey, do you want to ride with Baked? I'm like, yep, I'm jumping in with Baked. Baked's got a brand new car, so I'm like, shit, I'm going to ride in style.
How was that?
Dude, that was a pretty smooth ride, man.
Is it like a spaceship in that thing, or what?
A spaceship.
Did you have like a lot of shit going on?
It's pretty roomy. Yeah, it's got a humongous fucking computer screen to it, man.
Wet blanket. Mm-hmm. I used to, the first couple of years of this show, I drove an old caddy around.
Yeah, that's the story of Coma Guy and the caddy in Clio. Triple
I was still
C,
driving
baby.
The old caddy when I met Painted Lady, actually.
Yep.
You had the first time I went over to your place, you had that. It wasn't a fucking Ranger. It was an S10. That's what it was. Yeah.
That truck was sweet. I'd miss it. I was going to turn it into a drag racing truck called the Dropbox because I used to use it as a Dropbox.
I remember that. Oh, fuck.
So funny. But it is a, I don't know who had it for me, but it was a lowered S10 with sidestep. It was really sweet.
It was a unit, dude. I had to use my truck as a Dropbox when COVID happened. So I could use, I'm coming to my fucking house.
You should
run
your tour real quick.
Good?
Sure.
Yeah, man.
You guys want to tour the outdoor? I got home and they had grown like a foot, I swear.
Let's go see.
I was telling these guys I had cut
the sweet staking methods.
Dude, you weren't supposed to tell her that. You were supposed to wait.
Oh, no. I
told her because they're already over the fence again. They need to be
here again? God.
Yes.
How much did you cut down below the fence line when
like
you took them?
6 in? Inches, not a lot. I mean,
okay.
But I was looking at the plant structure. You know what I mean? I didn't want to
fuck the plant up.
I wanted to cut it in certain spots so it still looked good. Because it's an ornamental plant more than anything. And
all right, garden tour time.
Mm-hmm.
Garden tour. That's my intro to the garden tour.
How often are you feeding them, ladies? Lady.
Skilbo, did you see that Susan asked if you would be coming to either one of those events?
No, I was not watching the chat. I am going to try I know I can do Clio because that's like only an hour from my house. The other one I'd like to try to go to, but I know I won't be able to do the whole weekend. So it would be for one day. I know I have something going on one day, but I'm not sure which day that is that weekend. So I will report back. But hopefully if I run into you, I will try to make some rollerballs up. Cheap plug time is I got my recipe going again, and I am doing a one-to-one on the topical rollers. So
yes,
it's working pretty well, man. Yeah,
I need it.
Okay, so those are you know, one of the things is with all this weather and shit, man, like inflammation is kicking my fucking ass, and it seems to be between that and the shit from Eric Winewood, you know, the CBD mm-hmm. rub. Can we full screen you, Sequence?
Let me try to do that.
Click on the little picture.
Oh.
He's trying to tell you how to do it from the back.
There I did go. It. I clicked. I accidentally. I got.
Okay.
You got to unmute him.
So.
All right. What's this one?
That is Galactic Grape by Lovin' in Her Eyes.
Hard to do.
How tall is that steak?
Flip your camera around, bro.
You can't. We can't figure out how to do it, Scobo. It's really weird on the
You don't get a camera flip option on this.
Okay, so which one is this one?
This is Triple X.
Beautiful.
Triple X. Yeah, and there's the fence that he cut like a foot off of that.
And this that's the driveway.
Endgame.
Who's the breeder on that?
Ethos. That's another Triple X, a little shorter version. Oh, that's Gator.
Hey.
Look at that one leaned over.
Look at that is sweet cream. Or no, sorry, shepherd's pie. And yeah, I need to stake that one. That's Afterglow. So if
that's the one we were asking about earlier.
Yeah, if you're still in chat, that's Afterglow.
Beautiful structure.
Yeah, it's a beautiful plant.
These ones haven't been trimmed much because they're on the, they don't need that.
And then moving on down, if he can do it without falling over. Nicely done. That's shepherd's pie. That is sweet cream. And that's East Coast cultivars.
Ooh, nice. Pro move.
That is Thug Rosé in the ground there by Ethos.
And just as a thing, Sequence is like 6'3", so that's to give you a value of how tall these plants are. These are some monsters. And they have grown so much since we were over there. Holy shit.
Dude, they're huge.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
How often are you feeding them?
Once a week with Bloom Yellow Bottles.
Yeah.
Yep. But and then nice. That one in the middle there, the other side. Oh, that's shepherd's pie. That is the unknown because my cat ran off with the tag. So from pot, like three, I don't know. I can't remember. It was a 1 gallon. And I was like, okay, yeah, I have no idea. So I don't know. That's done.
Diamond.
There's no squirrels back there yet.
Jeez, you're going to have to check for ticks coming out of that jungle.
Oh, the middle one over there to the left. That's Thug Rosé, Ethos. So that's Thug Rosé, and then the one in the ground is Thug Rosé.
How cool are those steps, chat? This shit's fucking beautiful back there.
Debatable.
I could use power wash, but
Instagram lives.
Nice garden painted lady.
That is
very, very nice.
Very beautiful.
Thanks.
Katie Harvey was asking what size bags those are in.
Those are 20 gallons.
20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are 20.
And there's a couple of them that are in the ground.
Yeah, there's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in the ground.
Nice.
Yeah, so I've never put them in the ground before. This is my first time in the ground, and I have that Thug Rosé in the very back is just constantly needing water. Back there, it's just a ton of water. So I know my soil's terrible back there. It's just all pine tree roots and all that, and black walnut tree back there that I'm not even sure is tolerant with cannabis because the couple that I have back there aren't doing great. So anyway, yeah, but that's the garden. Garden tour, garden tour.
Oh, it's different notes at the end. It's like proud ones.
We'll need a song for that.
Yeah. If that we're going to end on the hour here before we leave, I do want to say thanks to everybody for hanging out this morning. Please give the show a like on the way out. And if you're new here, consider subscribing. If you didn't get enough today, come back tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Bro Show Live with us and everyone else.
Two enthusiastic thumbs up.
Two.
Yeah. Everybody. Have a great weekend. Day.
Yep. Now we're waiting for Sequence to hit the button.